News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now, Health Minister Stephen Donnelly has today announced new provisions for the delivery and funding of the Medicinal Cannabis Access Programme. The measure will allow consultants to prescribe medicinal cannabis for a number of medical conditions where conventional treatment has failed. We're joined by long-time campaigner of medicinal cannabis, Vera Toomey. Vera, your reaction to this news? I'm sure it's something you welcome.
Hi, good morning. How are you? It is. It seems to be positive news. I mean, it's very welcome, I think, to hear that the Compassionate Access Programme is finally going to be funded. And I suppose there's credit due to everybody involved in highlighting the issue, and there's credit due to Stephen Donnelly as well for prioritising it and funding it. I think that it's unfortunate that it wasn't funded from the word go when it was announced initially, you know?
In a practical sense, what difference will these measures make?
Practically, this is going to mean for people in particular who may have a consultant who is willing and in a position to prescribe medical cannabis, that these patients will now be able to take up that offer, because a lot of people were in a situation where they simply could not afford the outlay of the money necessary to pay for the medication. This will mean that if the medication is being refunded from the word go, that people will be able to afford it to be able to move forward with the prescription. Otherwise you're in a situation where you have to pay for the medication and wait for a period of time for it to be refunded. And that's
expensive.
The long term is a difficult situation. Very, yeah.
Okay, yeah, okay, all right. Listen, I can't let you go because, like, our listeners will know well, Vera, it will know you well. They'll remember your very passionate campaign. I do have to ask you, how is your daughter Ava doing?
She's very good, thanks. She's very good. The COVID has been hard on everybody. Especially for our kids with additional needs, missing school is very tough. You're worried about them regressing and everything without the attention that they get in school and the support. But she is well, and we've got through the last couple of months with, yes, probably the normal colds and flus and things like that, but thank God we've stayed free of COVID. So that's a blessing in itself. Yeah,
it is indeed. And just very very finally, you fought such a long campaign. Did you ever think you'd get to a day like today where you were on radio talking about these new provisions for the funding of medicinal cannabis?
Do you know something, Shane? I think I did. I believed that this was always going to come eventually. I don't mean that to sound in any way arrogant or anything like that.
It doesn't at all. I think it's just a sign of your determination.
Yeah, the thing about it is sometimes there are things that have to come to pass. And there has been resistance to all of us that have spoken up about getting access for medical cannabis for our families. But sometimes the opposition to what you're looking for, I think, is unreasonable. And the argument surrounding medical cannabis is one of those situations. And I think that it was there was determination and persistence necessary to be able to see it through. I think there's a lot more to be done, but I think we've achieved a great deal.
You've achieved a great deal.
It's a good day.
It is a good day. Vera, thanks indeed for talking to us. Vera Toomey there, Ciara. Do you know what? Thank God for people like Vera Toomey. And also, we should say, thank God we live in a country, in a state that that doesn't always get things right, and that's absolutely the case, but it also does listen and is open to changing its mind when it does get things wrong. And I think that's something maybe we should be grateful for, as well as being grateful for campaigners like Vera Toomey, Ciara.
Yes, indeed.